See terms of use.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. You're on the air with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here. Also, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here to help you save money in the grocery aisles. He's a consumerologist to the nth degree. People looking for special things this week. There are some bargains, but they're becoming fewer and fewer because of the cost of gasoline, petroleum products. That's affecting pretty much everything on the supermarket shelves, is it not, or does it make a difference? I've heard some, I guess, conflicting reports, but this has got to be the number one thing you're talking about with folks this week, Phil, isn't it?
It is. No question about it, Doug. You know, the only bright spot when we're looking at very expensive protein like beef and pork going up dramatically is chicken. Poultry has only gone up about 2%. Everything else has gone up somewhere between 9 and 10%. Now, we do think that that's going to come down a little bit. But so far, you know, people are just scrounging around looking for those bargains. And now's the time because, frankly, you know, as you know, being a farmer, with all the weather conditions, everything that's gone on over the past 18 months, prices are going to go up.
All right, here's an example bringing up the farm, the dairy store. I use about 1,000 plastic bottles a month. And the cost of these was 74 cents when I first started doing this a year ago, plus whatever the shipping is. They put the labels on them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's now $1.14 for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for each gallon of milk, and you figure this is, I predict one of the things that will happen as a result of this is that even though the customer loves the glass bottles, there's going to be a forced move to go back to reusable glass bottles for milk and that sort of thing because people are going to resist, or somebody clever is going to come out and say, oh, everybody likes glass bottles. Let's go back to the glass bottles because even though they're more expensive to get into, although not much, now the cost of plastic the way it is, we can clean them and reuse them and reuse them and reuse them.
And why not? That's
yeah.
what we should be doing.
Absolutely.
You know, and then when they break, you can recycle the broken glass.
Yeah, well, you can recycle the plastic, but it's much more, if you think about it that way, Richie, it's much more responsible on the consumer's part to be using things that can be reused. Mm-hmm. And you can reuse plastic. Certainly that's recyclable. But the more obvious way of getting a more usage here is the glass.
You know, one of the, and Phil, I don't know, maybe if you have a little bit more information on this, but one of the misunderstandings about recycling is what can be recycled. My wife and my mother-in-law constantly throw the very thin cardboard boxes into the recycling. And I say, where do you see the recycling logo on this? You don't. This cannot be recycled. It is too thin. And I don't understand that because
I don't think that's right. Really,
no, it is, Doug. It's got that really thin cardboard. Yeah. Look for the recycling packaging.
Why would you not be able to make it recycle?
Yeah, I dump everything.
Paper.
Everything.
Why couldn't you recycle?
What I don't understand.
Yeah, it depends. If there's a poly coating over it, again, a very shiny plastic sheen to it, then it's possible. But for the most part, paper can be recycled. And also, back to glass for a second, let's not forget that glass is just made up of sand and water under pressure.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
you know, we have got plenty of sand, we've got plenty of water to do this with. Yeah. We don't need any petroleum to make the glass.
Yeah. This is something that really ought to be on people's minds. It's common sense. Think about it a little bit as you're buying. Now, one wonders whether that will affect if my suggestion here, the reason we're bringing this up, is that the cost of plastic, which pretty much envelops everything that you buy, maybe the stuff that's in a can, it isn't a factor there, but isn't everything else pretty much all wrapped and packaged in plastic, Phil?
And the inside of the can has BPA. You know, so
what's BPA?
Bisphenol.
Right.
Which is now you know, being eliminated from all the cans and so on. But but you're right. I mean, plastic is everything. Keep in mind the reason that we got away from glass was that we became wimpy. We were complaining that the glass was too heavy.
Right.
You know, so that's why we wanted something lighter to carry. Well, maybe we'd be in better shape. You know, as a nation, we'd be a little thinner and so on if we were starting to carry heavier things.
That's it. I'm for that. Let's build up your muscles.
Exactly.
Bottles of milk.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, a gallon of milk is what, 12 pounds? So if you take one in each hand,
you
lift
get a
them
good
up
workout.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. You know, I should post this picture. Richie, remind me, or you could actually go, if you go to the Facebook page for I Support Eastleigh Farm, there's a picture there of a woman who came into the store a week or so ago who's a triathlete, and she has 4 gallons of milk she's carrying out the store, and she is a picture of perfect health. If you can find that, let's post that at DougStephan.com. She has 2 gallons on each side of her arm carrying it out, and you tell by looking at her she'd be somebody I'd chase around if she wasn't married and had 5 kids. That much I do know.
That would be
it.
A problem, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a little problem. All right, so Phil is the supermarket guru, and he's brought to you by the Incredible Edible Egg and America's Egg Farmers, who advise you to start off your day with an egg and a song. You remember that old song, Start Off Your Day with a Song? I think we'll change the lyrics, Phil. Start off your day with an egg. And, in fact, you can eat, American egg farmers encourage you to eat eggs all day long.
Absolutely. You know, eggs are only about 15 cents each, about 70 calories each, and loaded with protein.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Does good things for your tummy. High-quality protein, steady source of energy, get yourself through your busy day. And it isn't just for breakfast. You can have an incredible egg any time of the day. I've told you the story before. My daughter, who has an egg, she every day starts her day same way. She has a hard-boiled egg, and she brings one to school as a snack. So it's something that, and one of the reasons she likes them is because they're inexpensive. And in the sea, as we're talking about, this sea of incredibly expensive food that keeps going up and up and up, eggs seem to be pretty steady when it comes to prices as well. So you'll check that out, and we'll continue with Phil looking at some of the things that perhaps are ideals. Phil tests every week lots of great things that would be new in the supermarket aisle. And I also want to talk with Phil about why certain foods that you are attracted to are, in fact, addictive. Are they addictive because it does something, the natural ingredients do something to your brain, or do the people who are responsible for distributing these products do something to hook you? Is it a little of both? Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, at 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
17 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru. The foods that are addictive. What are we talking about here? This is something that's, you hear that word, Phil, and you think, oh, that's bad. And I don't know that necessarily it is bad, but there are certain foods. Why and how do they become addictive?
Well, you know, some of the research is questionable, but what we have is we have some people out there talking about the fact that when you have sugar and fat together, mm-hmm. in processed in the same food, that it can become addictive.
What would be an example of a food that had sugar and fat together?
A donut.
You know, things like mm-hmm. Oreo cookies and okay. candy bars and, you know, your favorite Snickers bar yep. and Milky Ways and yep. things like that.
Yeah.
And then you have people who are always talking about high fructose corn syrup mm-hmm. being addictive. Now, again, no research has been proven to do any of these things. And I would suggest it's not physically addictive, but mentally addictive, because when you bite into so many of these products, they just taste really good. And frankly, especially when it's a chocolate product, it gives you an adrenaline rush. And, you know, why not be in a state of euphoria all day long?
Right, yeah. You might as well shoot up with heroin.
Well, no. It's slightly different, different than that. Yeah. But, you know, I think that what we're starting to see is more technology really taking the place of, you know, old wives' tales. And you see people walking up and down the supermarket with their little, you know, iPhone or their Droid, checking, you know, what products have which ingredients and comparing prices and so on. And I think we're really going into a whole new era where people are going to be empowered by these handheld devices learning about foods as they shop.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
All right, so what have you seen?
No, let me ask you.
Excuse me, Rich.
I'm
don't
sorry. Is there an app that you can point at a scanner, at a barcode, and it gives you the nutritional ingredients?
Yes.
Information?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. You know, there's tons of apps out there now. In fact, one of the ones that I just wrote about, I think it appears either today or Monday, which I think is so cool, not from a health standpoint, but from a reward standpoint, is called Into Now. And Into Now is basically social network for people who are watching TV. So what happens is, you know, you access the app and it hears the TV program that you're watching.
Wow.
Then it connects to that. So up on your screen, it'll come on, you know, American Idol, for example. And then everybody else who's watching American Idol appears on your screen and you could start talking to them.
Oh my goodness.
Now, the food connection is, and Pepsi is just testing this right now, they started this past Wednesday, is you can, when the Pepsi commercial comes on, again, you press that button, and it downloads a free coupon for a free 20-ounce Pepsi Max into your phone. You just bring it into the store. So
wow.
This whole digital age is moving so quickly.
Wow. Check it out, supermarketguru.com. Phil Limpert here on Good Day.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. the president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas, was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Huh. Hey. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with
Funky China, man.
Funky China.
Funky China.
From today's show at DougStephan.com, the story of this lounge singer who was busted on suspicion of racism.
Uh-oh.
We interrupted this program to bring you the latest. It is not the Kiss in England, but this lounge singer who was on the Isle of Wight broke into his rendition of this disco classic, Kung Fu Fighting, the original one you're listening to, done by Carl Douglas. No big deal, right?
Right. Just in the moment.
Apparently the song offended a pair of Chinese people who called the police, claiming that this guy was racially abusing them as they passed by the bar. And the...
Was Saki involved?
This is about the guy said, "We were performing Kung Fu Fighting, as we do in all of our sets. People of all races love it. Chinese people have never been offended before. This guy walking past us with his mother started swearing, making obscene gestures, took a picture of us, and then he phoned the police. The police called the bar to set up a meeting. As it happened, this is next to a Chinese restaurant. Chinese restaurant.
Now that's offensive.
They arrested this guy on suspicion of racism. My God.
Wow.
How stupid is that? What's next? A Caucasian claiming racism against Elton John for playing Honky Cat?
Yeah.
That's up next.
Dirty white boy.
I laugh.
Reception.
All right, so are they kissed yet?
They have live coverage of the balcony.
Live coverage.
And they are about to walk out, and about within the next 60 seconds, the kiss. The
height
kiss
of most ridiculousness.
One of them pushes the other one over and then goes,
I've got the insurance money.
Woohoo!
Okay.
All right, so we've been playing off and on some wedding party songs.
We're having a good day dance royal reception.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing the chicken dance.
Yeah, right.
All right. I'm not sure about that. You know what? There's something going on in our country that's much more important.
Much more important than the royal wedding?
Yeah. The launch of the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
And in a moment, John Harper from our affiliate on the Space Coast, WMEL, is going to be here. He says that there are more people down there than he's seen since the first launch.
Oh, sure. It's next to the last one.
Yeah, well, there's only one more after this.
Yeah, here comes the kiss.
This is crazy.
They're out there. She's still got the gown on with the veil, and he's in the red jacket.
At least they're doing the real wave. They're not doing that, like, silly back-and-forth hand type thing, you know?
She's doing a little bit of it.
Yeah, but they're still in there.
Oh, his wave is kind of wimpy. It's small and fast.
It's a real wave.
I kind of thought that he would do something.
That's not telling anything.
But it's not that side-to-side hand thing, you know,
correct,
the queen does.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a real wave, at least.
This is the stuff going. Here are the headlines from England today. You ready?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Teen busted using cucumber as marijuana pipe.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
Two women arrested for trying to sneak a corpse onto a plane.
Huh. Disgusting.
Singer's attempt to...
Corpse on a plane.
Viral YouTube fame lands him in loads of trouble. But this is the stupidest one. The royal wedding. Okay. Oh, by the way, the selling of the air is going well today.
Oh, yeah.
How much are they sold?
Yesterday.
They're selling Royal Air from London.
Royal Air.
Just kissed. There we go.
And here's a guy, Richie.
Quick. It was like you kiss your
seen
cousin.
Seen in London today, a man who has pictures of Kate and William on his teeth.
Oh, I've seen that guy tattooed on his teeth.
28.
Beautiful.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Are you prepared for a major catastrophe? Sure, you can always stock up on emergency supplies, but if you want some real survivalist training, there are some truly over-the-top experiences out there. A company called Maverick Business Adventures is part networking group, part high adrenaline experiences. In its covert ops course, you'll actually get survivalist training with Green Berets and Delta Force instructors. We're talking rappelling from a helicopter to the jungle, hunting for your food, and learning close quarters combat. What airport have they been hanging out at? There's another company called Special Ops, and they have adventures designed and led by U.S. Special Forces veterans. And last but not least, if you really want an insurance policy when the you-know-what hits the fan, there's something called Vivos. This is a planned network of secret underground bunkers. Each one will shelter 1,000 people with food, water, fuel, and supplies to last up to a year. Sounds like a bad timeshare. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled, all with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief, managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call 877-888-9570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. digest, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's now 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, me. One of the things that's been consistent over the years that Richie has found, those of you who have listened to me with regularity know how much of a supporter I have been since the early days of the shuttle and the fellow who actually, Richie, I should also have, we have John Harper who runs WMEL on the Space Coast and has been carrying this program for a long time. As a matter of fact, I think it was on WMEL. You've heard me tell you this story in person and on the air, John, I think, before. Jay Honeycutt, with whom I am still very friendly. This is a pretty good story. Do you remember the context of it, or shall I? I probably should tell the story again anyway.
Probably should tell the story, yeah.
Okay. So I had been invited by the folks at the Houston Johnson Space Center to come over and visit, do a program from there. And I forget, I want to say Gabby somebody was the guy's name who ran it. Wonderful guy, George. I can still see him, but I don't remember his name. So I'm on the air extolling the value and virtue of the Space Center, how wonderful it is. They have all this technology and how they train everybody. It just was very, I was very enthusiastic. Until I came home and got a phone call, I think from you, the fellow who was in charge of the shuttle program at Kennedy Space Center, a guy named Jay Honeycutt, had been listening to me talk about how great it was at Houston on his way to work over at Cape Canaveral at the Kennedy Space Center that day. So he called you up and said, I don't know who this guy is, but he's full of old shoes. I want to have him come down and see the real operation. And that's when it all started.
Why did he
take exception to your talking
because
fondly
there is
of Houston.
Great, there's great rivalry.
Really?
Remember, I've told you before.
So Houston
guys,
and Florida don't really work together.
Well,
they kind of work together, but there's this rivalry.
They work together. The rivalry is somewhat contrived, but the essence of it, the real story about Houston is that it is unnecessary. Houston never needed to be built. The only reason it was built is because LBJ was jealous of Kennedy's name being on the Space Center, so he wanted something close to him where he'd come from that would have his name on it.
Kind of like the Roman emperors used to do.
Yeah, exactly. Same stuff. There was Houston.
I'm going to build my own shrine.
They will tell you that, you know, that I'm telling you what isn't the truth, but I have had enough conversations with the people there that that's exactly the story. It was Houston was completely unnecessary. Everything that needs to be done can be done. In fact, the original planning was for it all to have been done there, I think, John, right?
Well, it was, Doug. In fact, that divide between Houston and the Kennedy Space Center has gotten even bigger because Houston will not be receiving any of the remaining shuttles to go into any type of a museum or anything like that.
Ooh.
And here at the Kennedy Space Center, we'll be getting Space Shuttle Atlantis. So
right.
There's a lot of hard feelings.
Why wouldn't they give them a shuttle, John?
I really don't know, Richie. They're sending one to New York, one to Los Angeles.
Right.
One is going to be here, and one in
Chicago, right?
No, one in your backyard, Richie.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Over down here in D.C.
All right. So
that's kind of a snub.
The idea is that it was a snub. So at 3:47 this afternoon, the Space Shuttle Endeavour is scheduled to launch from pad 39A. I can remember, I get goosebumps. You've had this ride too, John. I don't know that you and I did it together, but you've been out there. You ride around. I mean, I had Jay drive me around in his car, an hour or two before launch. We're all riding around looking at things. And then to sit there, as I have four times, I think. And I think, Richie, a couple of them were with you. Mm-hmm. During the early pre-morning hours. One, it was dark one morning when I went out there, and I remember as the sun was beginning to come up, the launch took place. It was a little after 6 o'clock, and to see, you think it was daylight. That thing makes when you light that candle, as they say, and that thing goes off, it becomes daytime. If it's nighttime, it becomes daytime.
And not only that, Doug, but of course the sound is just incredible. It's the best thrill ride you could ever experience.
How does it now? Your radio station, WMEL, is how many physical, as they say, nautical miles from the launch site?
As the crow would fly, Doug, I would guesstimate we're about 25 miles away.
And the ground shakes when the thing takes off, doesn't it?
We can very easily hear it from here. In fact, I don't even think it's 25 miles. It's more like maybe 15. But, yeah, we can very easily hear it, see it. And, of course, everybody along the Space Coast has a great vantage point to watch all of the shuttles go up. And we're coming toward the end of an era, Doug.
Yeah.
This is the second to the last launch. The last one will occur in June the 28th, with the Space Shuttle Atlantis. That will be the last one, the end of an era in our portion of American space. And it's kind of a sad time, but there is tremendous interest, Doug, in this particular launch, and I think the interest will be even bigger with Space Shuttle Atlantis. As I mentioned briefly to you yesterday when we communicated, there are estimates of over 750,000 people who are going to be lined up along the beaches, the causeways, parks, wherever they can find some place to park, so to speak.
Yep.
A lot of people have been camped out already several days in anticipation of this afternoon's launch. So it is quite an event, of course, with Obama coming here, and Gabby Giffords is already here. She's been here a couple of days already watching her husband command this particular mission. So tremendous interest, and, of course, it's a part of history, and that's what we've been telling people here on the air. Be a part of history and listen to our coverage here on WMEL Talk Radio.
One of the things that I was wondering when the president goes down there, I may have known this, but I've forgotten it. They can land Air Force One right there on the base, right?
That's correct. They can, Doug, and he is landing this afternoon, about an hour before launch, at a landing strip, actually, at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station.
Right.
And that's located to the south of the Kennedy Space Center by about 10 miles.
And he's going to be with Giffords. They're off in a secluded. She's not on the stand watching it with everybody else where we used to go over.
That's correct. She's being isolated from everybody. And it's not been made clear, Doug, as to whether or not Obama is going to be with the general crowd in that one particular VIP viewing area or if he's going to be with Giffords. That's unclear, but a lot of dignitaries down here for this particular mission and tremendous interest. And it's kind of sad, but at the same time still very exhilarating and thrilling. And I guess the only times we've seen interest like this back in 1998 when John Glenn went up,
yeah,
there was a lot of interest in that particular mission. And then prior to that, Doug, we haven't seen this type of interest since the days of the Mercury flights and Apollo flights.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people that will throw not literally rocks, but there have been brickbats thrown at Obama because of, and George Bush, too, because they stopped this particular plan. They stopped this operation and didn't have something to go to afterwards. They didn't plan it well.
Yeah, that's my question. What happens to the Space Coast and what happens to the space program in that area now? It just shuts down altogether?
That's a great question. There have been a lot of layoffs already. A lot of people have moved from the area. We're very concerned down here. The unemployment rate here along the Space Coast is high as a result. It's kind of like back in the 80s with the automobile industry in Detroit when things were really bad there. It's almost the same type of thing here. So we're going to have the Kennedy Space Center with really not a whole lot of activity taking place until supposedly about 5 years from now when the next type of shuttle, a different style, different make altogether, will be supposedly launched from the Kennedy Space Center, but
so
that's even up in the air.
Okay. And how many jobs do you know, John, how many jobs are created from the space program down in your area?
Right here at the Kennedy Space Center, at one time, Richie, there were as many as about 50,000 jobs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, there
now,
are 6,000 people alone that work in those hangars maintaining those vehicles.
So, and that 50,000 is not only the Space Center itself, but companies around in the area that support it.
Boeing, 50,000. Northrop Grumman, whoever
Boeing.
The contractors. Yeah.
And so now, over the years, that number has been pared down to about 25,000, and as we speak today, we're probably looking at about 16,000 people still working at the Kennedy Space Center. But it still has a tremendous ripple effect or a domino effect here along the Space Coast of Florida. And, of course, it's the number two tourist destination here in the state of Florida as far as going to the Kennedy Space Center.
And everybody should go there. People are going to go to Disney, but you only have to drive like 40, 45 minutes from Disney.
Right.
And you get over to the Space Coast, and you can go to the museums, and you can go to the you can watch the launch if that's what you want to do. I'm interested, as I look at the schedule for other things, they are launching in June a Delta rocket that's got various ocean surface measurement devices on it. These things, the rockets go up all the time. It just there's no men on them. They aren't
correct.
Manned missions. Yeah,
that's correct, Doug. They do. Those are Delta rockets built by Boeing, and they're unmanned, and they always have satellites of some sort or another with them.
Yeah.
But those are usually Air Force launches, and they're not necessarily associated with NASA, so they're two different animals.
Right. They just use the same facility, and that's it.
Actually, they use the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. They've got their own vehicle assembly building and launch pads and all that stuff.
Yep. Well, it's a good day today for the Endeavour, and that's cool. Atlantis, and then it's all over. It just seems to me that it's way premature and not well thought out, which is pretty much the way all of these things happen.
Absolutely.
Just kind of like it just doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely.
And now how do our guys get back and forth? We have to go with the Russians or the European Space Agency to get people back and forth up to the space station. What it does for me, and this is not a political statement, it just once again chips away at the image that America has of being a leader. That's all this does. The nickel and diming things like this when they waste so much money on other things, and that is true. That is just those comments are justified by looking at the numbers. So instead of really fixing the problems that things that are run badly by the government are daily, these daily occurrences where you see billions of dollars being wasted, and they stop spending money on something like this. It just,
well,
it's incredible.
And you're 100% right, Doug. Also one more point to make. The space shuttle program has been a tremendous sort of source of pride for America.
Well, but never mind that. We have there have been so many scientific discoveries that have been attached to, including the basic stuff in computers. All were developed around getting manned spaceflight going, and certainly around the shuttle.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Very, very true. And very briefly, and I'll leave you with, I remember one of the more spectacular launches occurred on the 4th of July a couple of years ago. And that was a really special launch in which there was an afternoon launch, a lot of people in attendance for that because it was a holiday weekend. And seeing that shuttle go up was just a tremendous thrill and so much pride in America, and did our country good. And,
yeah.
And now with a lack of anything giving us pride to brag about, leadership or whatever, it's difficult.
It's annoying. John Harper is the guy in charge of WMEL, our affiliate on the Space Coast, with a description of the things going on today with a launch of Endeavour set for this afternoon. All right, good luck. Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, John.
All right. It's a good day, but the sad day will be in June when they stop the program altogether.
I think we might have to make a trip down for that one.
Can someone bring it back?
Can you bring it back?
I mean, once they shut it down, that's kind of hard.
That's it, right?
So, shut all this stuff down. All right, anyway, let me get myself into a better head zone with Mother's Day. How about we focus on Mother's Day? Mother's Day. Mother's Day. We all love our moms today. Here's the thing we should do just for her and whomever. 100 blooms. I almost got it, Richie.
I know.
100 blooms for mom. Mother's Day, a week from Sunday. You have until midnight tonight. Take advantage of the last bargain before prices go through the roof next week. Don't wait. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS, 800-PROW. Actually, no, it isn't. It's 800-PROFLOW. And when you dial that number, tell them you want your 100 blooms for your mom, and you want to spend $19.99, get a great free glass vase. You want to spend a little more money, you get chocolates and a premium pink vase for another $10. This offer is good only until midnight tonight, so do not miss out. Here's the way to get your 100 blooms for your mom. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS or go online to proflowers.com. They are the leaders, the best, the biggest, the brightest. Click on the microphone when you go to proflowers.com and see, I get so excited. There's something about R's and L's in these commercials. I don't know what it is. I have a hard time.
Proflowers.com.
Proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug, for this special deal. Ends at midnight tonight.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
More music from the wedding reception. We're inside live.
We tapped in.
Ryan Seacrest or something here. George Bush is dancing with Al Gore. It's a big scene. 51 after on Good Day.
So I... Now, come on. What was I supposed to do? He was out of town.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby. If you want the long
great
night, I love you, baby.
Michelle Pfeiffer. From the movie The Fabulous Baker Boy, she's 53 today. Her version of the Four Seasons song, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, was part of the feature of this movie. I think, which one of the Bridges? Was Jeff Bridges in this?
Yeah.
Chuck, remember? I'm pretty
both
sure.
Both Jeff and Bo.
Oh, really?
Both?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Okay. They were the Baker Boys, I think.
Yeah, they were the brothers.
Hi, it's how we get started. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the air on the Good Day program, and a focus on the movies coming out this weekend. Before we get to that, we have our contest celebrating the birthday of somebody who's very important to this movie. I'll let you figure the rest of it out, and when you do, you call us at 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. You got to be fast, though, to be first on the air. Here's the first clue.
We're going 0900 at J-Gate.
Whoa.
What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you B enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Got it.
800-510-8255. Chucker, you got it?
I do not.
All right, next clip, Richie. Let's get working here.
How did you like to do that?
What?
That. The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
Can't miss that voice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure it from there. You got it now, Chucker? Still doesn't have it.
I got to be honest with you. You don't
want to be honest. Always,
Chucker. It's only a couple years old.
All right, here we go. Last clip.
Okay.
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
That's insane.
Hi, Mo. Hi, yeah.
It's crazy.
You got it now, Chugger?
I do not.
Really? Okay. This is a first, or it hasn't happened a long time.
I'll be right, honest, right. I don't know the exact name of the movie, but I know what it is.
All right. Well, that's clever of you,
Jennifer. Is that hard?
Yeah, very hard. 800-510-8255. Figure it out. We'll get to it in a moment, along with the Chuckers' predictions as to what will do well at the box office right after this on Good Day.
Some might think the perfect cup of coffee is something that can only be found at a favorite coffee shop, but it is possible and much more affordable to brew gourmet quality coffee right in your kitchen. Here are a few tips to get started. Choose your roast and don't be afraid to try something new. Folgers Black Silk Coffee is a good choice for those looking for robust flavors. With its bold yet smooth flavor and enticing aroma, Black Silk Coffee offers a nice change of pace for your morning ritual. Make sure your coffee is properly packed and stored to preserve the flavor. Once opened, coffee is best stored in a sealed container and kept in a dark place. Add steamed or frothed milk to your coffee to provide creamy flavor and texture. With warmer days ahead, save your morning coffee in the refrigerator. Then, when the day heats up, add cream, sugar, and ice for a refreshing iced coffee beverage. For more coffee brewing tips and recipes, visit www.folgers.com. I'm John Tridden.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
All right, Chucker, what do we have coming out this weekend that'll be exciting?
Well, as far as Hollywood is concerned, Doug, the summer season could start this weekend. Opening is the Fast Five, the fifth installment in the Fast and the Furious franchise. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been added to the cast, which features Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. This is a series that's gotten more popular as it's gone along.
Yeah.
It should have a very big opening weekend, as it opened overseas last weekend, did $8 million over the weekend in the UK, which is pretty impressive. One other bit of news, Mark Wahlberg will team up with Justin Bieber for a movie that centers in on street basketball. My daughter's very excited.
Mark Wahlberg, a former boy band star, and Justin Bieber, current boy star. Great.
Yeah. Well, and Justin Bieber pretty good at basketball. If you see in his movie.
My son asked me last night, "Daddy, is Justin Bieber alive?" And I said, "Unfortunately."
Yeah.
Aww.
Did you tell us about Sally Field signing on to be Mary Todd Lincoln? I think you did in the movie that Daniel Day-Lewis plays Lincoln.
Yes, Spielberg's going to direct.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good movie. Interesting movie.
That
interesting.
That will be a big film.
Yeah, I thought it would be too. All right, so that will be kind of a cool thing this weekend. I haven't gone to the movies for a while since California, so maybe this will be one to step out to. Meanwhile, we'll step in with Carol in Santa Maria, California. What's the name of that movie, my dear?
B-movie.
It's the B-movie. Have you seen it with your family, your children?
B-story.
B-story.
Oh, yeah.
It's called B-movie.
Oh, yeah. A couple hundred times.
You've seen it a couple of hundred times?
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's the movie that always rewards.